Christians shore up hope as Israel pulls out of Lebanon. A strategic alliance is announced between Bible groups and evangelists train church leaders in Central Asia. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. The United Nations calls Israel's pullout from South Lebanon as a significant progress. Sat7's Terry Ascott says it's a psychological move backed by politics. During the war, he says, their staff cultivated programming framed by Great Commission work.
We began to develop a regular live programming that reflected what was going on the ground in Lebanon at that timing, and our teams were able to go to areas that had been devastated to visit relief programs that were being carried out by other Christian ministries and show the Muslim world the compassion and love that Christians had for non-Christians.
Ascott says there's still a long way to go, and believers are concerned about sectarian violence.
Some 60% of the Christian community would emigrate from Lebanon if they had the opportunity. And this reflects a very low level of optimism concerning the future, especially within the Christian community in Lebanon. Hope and having hope for the future is a key issue in that community.
Meanwhile, Rwanda's history is dark, but out of the shadows, hope is dawning. In the wake of genocide, there remains a desperate need for clean, safe drinking water. Bruce Whitmire with Living Water International says they're planning to meet that need by digging a well. And the goal through it is building a relationship with an entire community.
All during this process, we're sharing the gospel by one-on-one evangelism. We're showing the Jesus film. We're encouraging local pastors to come and be involved with the project so that we're supporting the work that they're doing, as well as reaching out to the community ourselves.
Whitmire says they work to bring in a holistic approach to a community's problems.
It is transformational to a village when they are able to defeat disease because of a cup of clean water, and they understand that it is God Himself who loved them enough to send us with not only the physical water that helps heal their body, but the spiritual water that brings them to a personal relationship with Christ.
If you want to help fund a well project, go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. The International Bible Society and Send the Light have formed a strategic alliance towards a common mission. Their vision is the same, to distribute God's word throughout the world. Diversity is the strength of their unity and purpose. Their respective leaders believe that by combining resources as the largest Bible publisher in the world and the largest Christian distributor in the world, they will create valuable efficiencies to further advance their missions to spread the word of God. Next, the American Tract Society is gearing up for their busiest holiday outreach of the year, Halloween. Instead of staying home with the lights off, ATS is challenging Christians to really light up the night for Christ. Fern Knabel with ATS says their special Halloween tracts help do that.
Much of the culture that will be participating in Halloween this year are non-believers. And so they are coming to the neighborhoods, to your street, and they're going to be there. And if you will take that opportunity to open the door and to give them a tract, what we found is these tracts have incredible life.
Kids take the tract home, where the gospel message impacts other family members. Knabel says they hope to reach 4 million people this year.
We're just praying that God is already preparing the hearts of children and their parents and their grandparents for everyone who will be picking up these tracts and reading them. And we just feel like it's a great opportunity we have on one of the darkest nights of the year that we can bring the light of Christ.
Check our website for details. And Christian leaders from three nations in Central Asia came together for a training conference recently. Foothills Bible Church from Denver, Colorado, headed the conference to support leaders from these predominantly Islamic nations. The church also invited Sammy Tippett Ministries and Equip to join them in preparing these pastors for outreach in challenging circumstances. The three groups provided motivation, teaching, and practical training for those in attendance. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Buckner Orphan Care International is making available Michael Card's CD, The Hidden Face of God. The CD focuses on the suffering Christian's experience and will remind you to pray for the world's suffering servants. Get your free Michael Card CD by calling a resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.